Hello everyone and welcome to Unspoken, Born Between Worlds.
Today we are talking about chapter 8 of Born a Crime and the relationship between Trevor Noah and his father Robert.
Trevor, Robert, thank you for being here.
So let's start. The opening question is, Trevor, when you think about your father, what is the first memory you remember?
That's a good question to start. The first thing I remember is actually my father not being around all the time. I knew who he was, but because of apartheid, we couldn't live together like a normal family. When I was little, I didn't fully understand it. I just knew my dad would appear sometimes, take me somewhere nice, and then disappear again. But whenever I saw him, I always felt safe and calm around him.
Robert, now a question for you. Trevor says you were very quiet and private. Were you always like that, or did apartheid make you more careful?
I think I was naturally quiet, but apartheid definitely made people more careful. In those days, one wrong word or one wrong decision could create problems for your family. I preferred to listen more than speak. Sometimes silence was protecting. I did not believe in forcing myself into Trevor's life loudly. I wanted him to know I was there, even quietly.
How would both of you describe your relationship when Trevor was a child?
It was unusual, but special. My father wasn't the type to hug me all the time or talk about feelings, but he showed love differently. He would spend time with me, teach me things, explain the world to me. With my dad, everything was calm and thoughtful.
Interesting, Trevor. What do you have to say about that, Robert?
We did not spend every day together, but when we are together, I wanted to matter. I tried to treat Trevor like a person, not just a child. I wanted him to think independently and see more than the small world apartheid created around us.
Robert, one of the most important questions. Do you think you protected Trevor by keeping some distance from him?
Yes, during apartheid, being too visible as a mixed family could be dangerous. I did not want Trevor's life to become harder because of me. Keeping distance was painful sometimes, but I believed it was safe. Also, I wanted Trevor to grow strong on his own, not dependent too much on anyone.
Huh. How much did apartheid affect your relationship as father and son?
Apartheid affected everything. It decided where people could live, who they could love, even whether families could walk together in public. My father and I didn't have the distance because we wanted. The system created that distance.
Trevor, did you ever want more from your father emotionally?
That's a tricky question. I would say definitely. As a child, you always want more from your parents. I wanted him to say certain things out loud sometimes. That he was proud of me or that he missed me. But my father came from a generation and a situation where emotions were not expressed openly. Over time, I learned to recognize his love in smaller things. The time he gave me, the respect he showed me, the way he listened.
Robert, what do you think when Trevor says that?
I understand it. Children need warmth and reassurance. Maybe I was not always good to expression that. But in my mind, love was responsibility. It was being present when it mattered and giving Trevor freedom to become himself. I may not have said many emotional words, but I was always cared deeply for him.
Okay, but do you think silence sometimes hurt your relationship more?
Yes, sometimes silence creates distance. When people don't talk openly, you start guessing what they feel. As a child, I sometimes misunderstood my father's silence as coldness.
That is true. Silence can protect people, but it can also dissipate them. During apartheid, many people learned to stay quiet to survive. After a while, silence becomes a habit, even with the people you love.
And now, a question for both of you. Was there something important that you never said to each other and would say today?
Yeah, I think there were many things. We weren't really a family that sat down and shared emotions openly. But even without saying everything, I always knew my father cared about me.
I probably should have said more directly how proud I was of Trevor. But sometimes parents believe their children already know the things.
We're almost done. We have just a few more questions for both of you. Trevor, did growing up between different worlds ever make you feel confused about who you are?
All the time. I was never fully accepted in one group. With black people, I looked different. With white people, I was still black. You spend a lot of time of your childhood trying to figure out where you belong. But eventually, I realized that being between worlds also gave me the ability to understand many different people.
From my point of view, it feels like both of you cared about each other a lot, but sometimes you did not know how to show it.
I think that's true. Love was there, just expressed differently.
Trevor, what is one thing you still remember strongly about your father?
One thing I always remember is watching Formula One with my dad. He loved it. And whenever we watched together, that was our way of connecting. We didn't need long emotional conversations. We could just sit there quietly, watch the race, and enjoy the moment together. For me, those small moments meant a lot.
And Robert, what is one thing you wished Trevor understood about you?
I would want him to understand that distance never meant lack of love. Many of the choices I made were because I believed they would protect him and give him a better future.
Okay, thank you both for this honest conversation. This was Unspoken, Born Between Worlds. Thanks for listening and see you next time.